News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Many of you out there today will be very much hugging your mother-in-law or a childminder maybe because you're travelling to drop the kids off there because schools are out and it's a bit of a headache. How do you manage a very difficult time when the state's childminding service is not in operation? So at what age can you think about leaving them to their own devices? Senior clinical psychologist and past president of the Psychological Society of Ireland is Dr. Anne Gyo. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Jonathan.
I was mentioning earlier that, you know, when I was of an age, you're kind of left on your own and good luck, there's the fridge. This modern generation of parents are more reluctant to leave the child on their own, aren't they?
They are. And it's an issue. I think people are cautious. They're sort of hovering between being very helicopter parents and then teaching children independence. So it's a difficult topic, I suppose, to decide how and when should a child be left on their own.
I mean, and I suppose the most important thing to point out is there is no straightforward law here saying, you know, you can't leave a 10-year-old on their own at home. The guards aren't going to be knocking on your door necessarily. It's more of a judgment call on the part of the parent.
It's true, but I suppose under the Child Care Act, you shouldn't leave a child at risk. They should always be, you know, safe and all the rest of it. So it's kind of a parent's kind of clinical decision based on the risks and the pros and cons at the time of what suits them. It's complicated, basically. There's no magic answer.
Yeah, and I suppose like everything else, the real question is, who's with them? Is there a sibling? The one thing that comes up consistently is, can I trust an older sibling to mind a younger sibling? And no house has the same answer.
Exactly. And it's I suppose no two 10 or 12-year-olds are the same. That's kind of the age where people start considering a bit of independence, 10, 11, 12. No two of them are the same. You might have one that's very mature and will always follow the rules of a house. You might have one that is not and will do everything they shouldn't do. And then as far as older siblings are concerned, like people are making a judgment on, you know, can I nip to the shop for 15 minutes? That's where you might start practicing that. And then nowadays, some kids have phones or some kids will have, you know, a neighbour pop in or something to keep an eye on it. But what you're thinking about with your own kid in that decision and the older sibling is, can the child regulate their emotions? Can they solve a problem? Would they recognise a danger? How long will you be gone? All the in-betweens.
Yeah, but the other thing is, when I would have been left on my own, I had a landline that I could ring another landline on. And not that I was abandoned to my mother's listening. I'm not painting her in a bad light here. But, you know, nowadays you have a mobile phone. The child might have access to a mobile phone or a landline. It's not as kind of roller coaster as it used to be.
Yeah, it's not. But I suppose if you imagine the phone is as useful as you can get somebody on it. So if you're in work and so no one can get you to ask you the question, should I cook the pasta or not, then it's not always going to solve everything. And I suppose you're trying to think about, like, will the child be upset by being left alone? There's a couple of kind of ideas around, will the child be very anxious about being alone? You know, will they actually turn on the cooker and forget to turn it off? Mm. Would they open the front door to a caller? And then could it be obvious that they were on their own? Just really risky, I suppose.
But the other side of it is we're trying to make these young people into functioning adults. And if we don't give them independence, if we don't give them responsibility, that's going to come back and bite us later on when they're still living at home in their 30s.
Well, I suppose. I mean, like, and there's lots of ways to practice that independence before they're on their own. So, like, can they make their own lunch while you're in the background? And then if they go to make their own lunch while you're gone, you know, you're going to see what's going to happen. But yes, you're exactly right. It's a very delicate balance between helping 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds become independent, make an executive decision on something, you know, not to take a risk, don't open the door, don't leave the cooker on, versus it's time now that you had a couple of minutes to think a problem through, you know, like what would be an emergency?
Okay.
How would they handle things?
Yeah, and more importantly, how would they react when they eventually get their parent back and can shout at them? Dr. Anne Gyo, Senior Clinical Psychologist, thank you very much for that.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.